Hello, time for the Thistle and Shamrock again. Thanks for joining me. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Kevin Burke on fiddle, Micheál O'Donnell on guitar, Maudebon Chapel, The Wild Irishman, The Moher Reel were the tunes. Welcome again to Thistle. What music, albums, tracks, artists would you recommend to anyone wanting to infuse their music collection with the essential Celtic sound? The responses come thick and fast. Bothy Band, Planxty, Chieftains, Dedannan, Clannad, Battlefield Band, Ossian, Capper Cayley, Silly Wizard, Alan Stivell, Solus, Alton, Sheilas, Cornog, Arlog, Patrick Street, and on and on and on. So how do you stop and easily infuse a Celtic core into your musical collection on the shelf or on the hard disk? Well, you could certainly start with some of the suggestions we'll make this week, but it is only a start, much more omitted than included, suggesting that this is but part one of many hours devoted to the library building cause. But here's the thing, I've decided to avoid all the bands mentioned a minute ago in that list. What? Well, yes, because I think this will just turn into a checklist, which I don't want. But what you will hear are lots of individuals whose musical vision influenced the direction of many of these bands and the next generation. The Bothy Band, Relativity, Patrick Street, Night Noise, Celtic Fiddle Festival. That's just Kevin Burke and Micheál O'Donnell who opened the show. Harper Alan Stivell influenced many musicians. He helped revive the Celtic harp from the early 70s, and he's ahead. First, it's Trina and Maren Níchonal, joined by Donal Lunny. Between them, they gave us Scarabray, The Bothy Band, Touchstone, Relativity, Planxty, Night Noise, Coolfin, and they've played with a who's who. Neil Shinla, It's Not Dawn Yet, from Trina and Maren Níchonal, with Donal Lunny.
Oh, og nýlan fór þar hórum er pípa hann ég með að með í appen lengu þar og lommar var maður veð við stjæst í þess að kalna varna nýr sem vanir og fór nýr sem nýr að verða
Nie chcę mnie to porzucić. As I went a-walking one morning in May, to view yon fair valleys and mountains so gay, I was thinking on those flowers all doomed to decay, as they bloom around ye bonny, bonny Sleevgallen braes. How oft in the morning with my dog and my gun I like to go roaming for joy and for fun, but those days they are all over and I must go away. So farewell unto ye bonny, bonny Sleevgallen braes. How oft of an evening and the sun in the west I roved hand in hand with the one I love best, but the hopes of youth are vanished and now I'm far away. So farewell unto ye bonny, bonny Sleevgallen braes. It was not the want of employment at home that caused all the sons of old Ireland to roam, but those tyrannizing landlords, they would not let us stay. So farewell unto ye bonny, bonny Sleevgallen braes. But the rents were getting higher and we could no longer stay. So farewell unto ye bonny, bonny Sleevgallen braes.
Dolores Keane with John Faulkner and Sleevgallen braes. Hers has been described as the voice of Ireland. In Brittany, Alan Stivell gave us music, 35 years old now, that sparked the renaissance of the Celtic harp. Essential Celtic sounds, well, where do you start? We're working in and around the obvious names of bands who have travelled the globe with this music to suggest the recordings of individuals who've contributed to many of the great Celtic groups, founded in the case of our next two. Scots multi-instrumentalist, primarily a fiddler, Brian McNeill, worked with Battlefield Band for many years. He's a prolific composer, and like Donal Lunny in Ireland, he's been an influential producer. Karen Matheson helped found Capper Cayley, with whom she still sings, mostly in Scots Gaelic. From solo recordings by each, Portia Beale from Karen Matheson, and first Brian McNeil's Atlantic Reels.
Come on, Ivy, yeah, Italy, come ruin as money, cheese is a ratter, come ruin as money, scared at a mother, come ruin as money, cheese is a ratter, come ruin as money, scared at a mother, shimmer at the honey, shimmer at the rainy, shimmer at the honey, and we're in the hay, shimmer at the honey, shimmer at the rainy, shimmer at the honey, and we're in the hay, when I mean a good again, a good again. Una mina kutiken a kwaher at the moyer. Una mina kutiken a kutiken a kutiken. Una mina kutiken a kwaher at the moyer. Shimmer at the honey, shimmer at the rainy. Shimmer at the honey, a moyer in the hay. Shimmer at the honey, shimmer at the rainy. Shimmer at the honey, a moyer in the hay. Una mina pishiken a pishiken a pishiken. Una mina pishiken a spirishman and tiger. Una mina pishiken a pishiken.
The late Martin Bennett was a multi-instrumentalist, a composer and a great innovator. His recordings have left their mark on many of his peers, but he could also play tunes straight and have a similar impact. On Small Pipes there he was, live at the Grand Concert of Scottish Piping, with Mary Kelly's and two original tunes, Gleska Tabla and Bell's Fancy, from Martin Bennett. More suggestions? For it can only ever be a start, on how to inject a Celtic core into your music collection. Stay with me for more great artists in this, well, we'll call it part one of Essential Celtic. We update and archive our playlists online each week, so check our website for more music details and see where you can listen again soon if you miss something here on the radio. It's all at thistleradio.com on the web, but stay with me now and you won't miss a thing on your radio. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Seamus Egan has a vast musical ability, matched only by his vision. Founder of Solace, his solo album has him here on flute, illan pipes and percussion with lots of his mates. Karen Casey is a great Irish singer who recorded albums with Solace in the 1990s, and here they both are next. Seamus Egan produced her album. It's Karen Casey first with She Is Like the Swallow.
She is like the swallow that flies on high. She is like the river that never runs dry. She is like the sun beaming on the lee shore. I love my love, but love is no more. A maiden into her garden did go, for to pluck her some wild primrose. The more she plucked, the more she did pull, until this maiden's apron was full. Then out of these roses she made a bed, a scarlet pillow for her head. She laid her down low, and she did speak, and then this maiden's heart it did break. She is like the river that never runs dry. She is like the sun beaming on the lee shore.
had been la same, my dear, now we are met again, la same, lying near me, near me, near me, la same, my dear, la. Down in thy land, lassie, lie near me. Field, bloody and dreary, mourning my country's fate, lonely and weary, 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 lonely and weary. Come, my sad banished wight, far from my dearie. Loud, loud the wind did roar, stormy and dearie, far from my native shore. Then stood near me, near me, danger stood near me. Oh, I've escaped them all. Lassie, lie near me. I endured, lassie, my dearie, here in thine arms is cured, lassie, lie near me, leave me, near me, lassie. Near me, long hast thou been thy land, lassie, lie near me.
Scots singer and guitarist Dick Gauchin has influenced interpreters of traditional song the whole world over. Lassie, Lie Near Me there, from Dick Gauchin. We have a collection of over a dozen combined voices next from the Celtic Connections Festival 2001 Scots Women Concert. Sands of the Shore is the song. First from 1977, flute, guitar and fiddle, playing tunes as they would in a session, no big production, just heart, from three greatly influential Irish musicians, Matt Malloy, Paul Brady and Tommy Peoples. ¶¶
knew I he need. He stole all my hair, but I got it back again. I got it back again. I am safe but I'm be, for I care no more for him than the waves or the sea, the sands or the shore.
But I was sick, foolish as he did need to be. And I can't live for him than the waves or the sea.
The sands or the shore and the waves or the sea. When his back is turned, he's a stranger to me. He's a stranger to me. I am sailing with him. Say, let him drink his wine, I and I'll drink my tea, for I care no more for him than the waves or the sea. The sands or the shore and the waves or the sea. When his back is turned, he's a stranger to me. He's a stranger to me. I am safe, let him be, for I care no more for him than the waves or the sea. The sands or shore and the waves of the sea. When his back is hung, he
William Jackson recorded the music of the Well Park Suite in 1985, positioning him as a preeminent composer for traditional instruments, and he has created some of the most acclaimed music featured on this programme through the years. Moll and Dinah from the Well Park Suite by William Jackson there on the Thistle and Shamrock, a Thistle Radio production from Scotland with me, Fiona Ritchie. For playlists, podcasts, listen again options and much more, visit us online at thistleradio.com. For a playlist by mail, mention this week's programme, Essential Celtic, and send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. And if you want to tap straight into the spirit of these various musical traditions, take yourself in the direction of Celtic Fiddle Festivals, mostly live recordings, featuring three fiddlers from Ireland, Kevin Burke, from Brittany, Christian Lemaitre, and from Scotland, the late Johnny Cunningham. They captured perfectly the wide repertoire, but also the passion and the sheer fun of this music. See you next time.
Once more, good night. Thanks. Good night. Thanks very much, everybody. John McGann, Kevin Burke, Christian Lemaitre,
Derek Cunningham,
Banner White.
Thank you. And chiefly yourself.
Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online to radio shows and our 24-hour music channel. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media on Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the US and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the estate of Miles Gatterman, whose bequest is a tribute to NPR's ongoing dedication to music and the arts. This is NPR Music.